Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And we're back at it, man. We are teaming up with Mary's Place because we want to get those kicks on those kids.
Last year was a blast. How much money we raised, I think like $36,000. Our goal was $15,000. I think we were all like, I don't know, man. We're asking for a lot from our Rockaholics in the middle of a pandemic. People, money's tight, and the Rockaholics stepped up and more than doubled that. And I think a lot of it had to do with the 69 Club, BJ.
Yeah.
Lots of people donating $69 because, of course, when you do that, it's nice.
Nice.
And big shout out to Jeffrey T and Carla R. They both texted in saying that they've joined the 69 Club. Not together, separately.
Of course.
Right. So text us and let us know when you do that so we can add you to our 69 Club.
Every dollar counts, and of course it's fun when you do it like the 69 Club does. Any form of $69, and you know, whether it be 169, 669, whatever you want to do,
6,969.
Nice.
Yeah, somebody does that.
I don't know
what I'll do.
Oh yeah, 69. You'll be like, I'm in.
I'll shave your head.
I will shave my head.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. We can do this. We can do this, and we know you Rockaholics, man. You killed it last year, so we know you're going to do it again this year. Every dollar counts. Go to KISW.com. Donate to Kids for Kicks today, or Kicks for Kids, too.
Yeah.
Kids want to do some kicking, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
Kicks for Kids. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah. Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, go Squid Squad.
You know it.
Exactly. I know it. Of course I know.
Sorry,
oh, yeah.
Getting ready for Grubauer as our goalie.
I was like, wait, what are you doing?
Gru. I am Gru.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
All right, let's get to our contestant. We got Eric in Linwood. Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir. How we doing?
Doing great. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eric, you can pass all you want, but you will only have 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
The fruit juice combination known as POG stands for passion, orange, and what?
Guava?
Yes. The 3 Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and who?
Pass.
Madonna had the 80s song titled Papa Don't What?
Preach?
Yes. How many ounces are in 1 pound?
16.
Yes, Towelie is a character from which animated Comedy Central show?
South Park.
Yes, what is the 2-letter postal abbreviation for the state of Virginia?
VA?
Yes. In what country did the Mambo dance originate?
Spain?
No.
Brazil?
No.
Mexico?
No. How many former U.S. presidents died during the 1990s?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Two?
No. Kenya is a country located on which continent?
Africa.
Yes. Derek Jeter was the first major leaguer to hit a home run in what month?
November?
Yes. The three Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and who?
Princess.
No. Good guess, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Oh, I don't think Steve's going to get that one either.
You don't think so?
I don't think he should know the Powerpuff Girls.
No. I'm kind of hoping he doesn't. It's one of those ones where I feel it's not in his wheelhouse. They did just recently try to do a remake of it, though, so...
You said they did try to, or did...
Well, they shot a pilot. It was terrible, so they decided to rewrite the entire script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On your favorite network, actually.
CW?
Yep.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know what they're talking about. You knew that one.
I know that's BJ's fave.
Well, that's not any of the answers or any of the questions.
Okay, C-Dub.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
The fruit juice combination known as POG stands for passion, orange, and what?
Guava.
Yes. Guava. The three Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and who?
Tiddlywinks?
No.
That's it. Bonham?
No.
Gonzo?
Bonham? No.
John Bonham.
Madonna had the 80s song titled Papa Don't What?
Preach.
Yes.
Yes.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Yes. Towley is a character from which animated Comedy Central show?
South Park.
Yes. What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for the state of Virginia?
VA.
Yes. In which country did the Mambo dance originate?
Mambo.
Mambo.
Which country? I'm going to go Spain.
No.
America.
No.
Peru.
No. How many former U.S. presidents died during the 1990s?
Jeez, man. I don't know. Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No. Kenya is a country located on which continent?
Africa.
Yes. Derek Jeter was the first major leaguer to hit a home run in what month?
November.
Yes. And Steve, you get 7 correct, and you tie with Eric.
Yeah.
It's a big old tie right there.
Oh, well. Good game, Eric.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah.
Thank
how
you.
About that? There you go. See that? There's a true champion right there.
Mm-hmm. And they missed both of the same ones, or all three of the same ones. Does anybody know the third Powerpuff Girl?
Vicky should.
Blossom.
Damn it.
I just looked at the text line. It says, disappointed, Steve. It's Blossom. I'm sorry.
Fun fact, though, there was someone who tried to be a Powerpuff Girl named Princess.
Really?
But she was a brat, and she ended up being a villain.
Oh, that's funny.
So when she said princess, she tried to be, but they didn't accept her because she was a brat and didn't have power. She was just rich.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there you go. So it didn't count.
Nope. Does not count. Does anybody know the country that the Mambo dance originated in?
I'd be guessing at this point, so I'm just going to say go ahead.
Okay. Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I did not know that.
Mambo.
And does anybody know the how many former U.S. presidents died in the 1990s?
I feel like is this a way we can, like, Ken Jennings this?
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Okay, then. I guess not, because I have no idea. I would guess one, just because I can't believe more than six died in the 90s.
And everybody guessed every other number? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one.
Oh.
And it was Richard Nixon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of those questions where you're like, who do I go up or down with
exactly,
my 3, 2, 1 or 3, 4, 5? Yeah, okay.
Just him, and congratulations to Eric and Steve on time.
Yeah, good job, Steve. So, of course, one of the questions was about South Park and Towley, and how about this? Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they want to become the new owners of Casa Bonita.
I heard about that, man. Casa Bonita. Casa Bonita.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, we went to Casa Bonita because of South Park. We were like, there really is a Casa Bonita in Colorado. We're going to have to go to this.
I was so excited to go, too, and then so let down.
Oh, dude, it was worth it, though. It's the worst restaurant. It was terrible food.
Yeah.
The service wasn't very good. But we got to be inside Casa Bonita and saw somebody make a dive in the water.
Yeah.
Just like everything that they talked about in the episode of South Park,
actually happened. Like, we got a picture with the, where, like, you were behind the bars, you know, like, that whole thing.
Like, yep. this old South American jail, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. There's a part in the episode where Cartman's doing that as well. Then yeah. Watching the divers. Like, the entire thing was just, like, I felt like we were living inside of, were you with us, Danny? No, this is before it.
That was before. Yeah.
Dude, when we found out we were going to Denver, that was, like, all we talked about. We're like, we're going to Denver for a radio convention, and we're going to Casa Bonita. And we went, and Rev is dead on. It was not good.
It was an all-you-can-eat, but it was a challenge. It was like, I dare you to eat more than your one plate.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that I didn't hate it as much as you guys.
Well, I mean, I liked my meal, but I felt like most of my meal was being eaten by the flies that kept landing on it.
Well,
and
listen.
They shoved us in, like, the most, like, remote area. It was a bunch.
Yeah, it was a bunch of adults, and they stuck in a cave.
Yeah, we were in the cave.
I think they felt like we were probably not a good influence.
Probably.
Yeah. So how about this, though? I mean, I love that they're going to buy that. They want to buy Casa Bonita. Trey said, we want to buy it. We want to treat it right. He said, I feel like it was neglected even before the pandemic. And he's absolutely right about that.
Do you have the clip of the scene where they introduced Casa Bonita on South Park? It's so awesome.
Yeah.
What's Casa Bonita? Dude, haven't you ever been there? It's a big Mexican restaurant, but they have like cliff jumpers and Black Bart's Cave and all kinds of stuff. It's like the Disneyland of Mexican restaurants. This Saturday, awesome! Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita. Food and fun and a festive atmosphere. Casa Bonita.
And then they don't take him, and then he has to find all these creative ways to try and get there. I think we got to eat. Were we eating in Black Bart's Cave?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. And we were the only ones back there except for a couple of servers in another corner.
Yep.
Dude, it was everything that was in the cartoon. You're absolutely right. Was it
totally? There was like a roving mariachi band. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. So good.
And the entire time, I'm in my head. I'm singing Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita. Maybe not in my head. I might have been singing it out loud.
Yeah.
So the good news is that the company that owns Casa Bonita has filed Chapter 11, which opens the door for Trey and Matt to buy this.
They have to buy this.
Yeah.
You know they'll make it better, and they'll probably add some South Park influence to it, so it'll almost be like a South Park museum.
I was going
to
say, when you want to go see it.
Yeah. You get pictures with Cartman.
Yeah.
Or well, we have a giant Cartman singing Casa Bonita when you walk in.
We have a reason to go back now, boys. And we could say we saw it before and after. So, you know.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you ever been, besides that place, have you ever been somewhere like that from a movie or TV show that's kind of like disappointed you?
Not that I could think of.
Not on that level.
No.
That's crazy.
It was, I mean, the food was not good. It was edible, but it was not good.
Fair.
We went to, I don't know if we went in, but we went by Kat Von D's place because you got to see her, you know.
Oh, yeah, the tattoo shop.
And it looks so amazing. It looks really cool on TV, but then you drive by it and it's just this building in the middle of a, you know, it looks like the whole town was burned down. It's just,
oh, wow.
You know, also the Capitol Records building, you know, all of it just looks so unimpressive when you get up near it because it's, you know, California can be desolate in some places because it's just so flat and in some areas and, you know, it's just not a lot of greenery. And that's what both of those places remind me. It's like, wow, the Capitol Records building, I can't wait. And I saw it and I'm like, okay, it's not that big of it. It's really not that tall of a building. There's nothing around it and it's not in a great part of town. The Hollywood Walk of Fame was another one. It's just not as cool as you think it would be.
Isn't it just like overrun with the people with the mascots forcing themselves to get pictures with you and stuff?
Well, and other seedy elements. It's not a great part of town. It really is just, you're like, wow, this is not glamorous at all.
I did remember another very disappointing, quote unquote, tourist via TV thing. As we went in Hawaii, we went to Dog the Bounty Hunter's bail bonds place. It's where they
That's
have the offices
idea.
And stuff. No, it's not a great idea because what would you expect? Exactly.
Right.
There's a bail bond. It's a bail bonds office. Right next to it is a gift shop. So I bought a hoodie.
See, I remember when we went to Hawaii. I was like, there was like a map to get to onto like where they filmed a lot of the scenes of Lost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I love Lost. And I was like, so we went online, but it was like, you basically had to cut through somebody's backyard to get there, or like,
oh no!
It was like, make sure you go this way, veer a little to the left, otherwise you're on someone else's property and they don't like it. And I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I don't need to see it that bad. It's just gonna be just a bunch of greenery, you know what I mean? Like just some trees and some bushes. But I hope that they actually like do it up good to make the food better because I saw like
a
quote that they said they're gonna try and make awesome food.
Oh yeah, they want to make Black Bart's Cave a little bigger. And they will, they'll probably have South Park merchandise and really give it that feel, I'm sure. And, you know, I it's got to be better, right? I mean, they got the
Anything's
cash.
Anything's better, BJ.
Yeah. It's got to be better. Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, it's the only reason I want to go to Colorado.
Hey, someone said they went to the gold and silver pawn shop in Vegas for the Pawn Stars show, and it was lame. Super cramped, and the stars are only there on their filming days.
Mm-hmm.
Another person, Pawn Stars shop, pretty disappointing.
Yeah. I
Pawn Stars, pretty stupid.
Yeah. Wait, you mean TV lies to us?
Yes.
Wow. Can't believe it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's BS. I'm not a fan of that. Damn TV lying.
So they said they went to the Twilight Tour in Forks. It blows.
Well, it's Twilight.
Some
of the movies.
Yeah.
So it turns out
there?
That. Yeah. I mean, so it actually delivers, is what they're saying.
In terms of, you're right, Casa Bonita is awful. LOL. But you have to go. When we left there.
Totally.
I did not at one point felt like I regretted that decision.
I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, the food wasn't bad enough to make me sick.
Yeah, I wasn't sick. I didn't get sick.
Really good point.
That's a Yelp review right there. It's worth going because you're not going to leave sick.
That whole trip to Colorado was just a mess, too.
I have been to other places where the food I thought was really good, and then I got food poisoning. So, Casa Bonita did not give me food poisoning, so I'm happy about that.
And we had that incredible experience. I wish that we got to sit somewhere better. That was the only complaint.
Yeah.
We sat in the cave, and it was humid in there, and it just sucked.
Yeah, you're right. That was one. We got to go back.
I still have that picture that we had behind the jail cell.
Me too.
And I love the fact that like we're all like smiling or at least doing some pose, and we were with one woman who
Lauren.
Was just the other one.
Oh,
the big old poopy pants.
Oh, that girl sucked.
The one, and it's like there's like people. Everyone's trying to have at least a little bit of fun in that picture, and then there's just one like Debbie Downer in the middle, just the straight face, arms crossed, just like
dude. That's I forgot all about her, and she bitched the whole time. She
yeah.
Wanted to go. And I think at one point, one of us might have been me. Just like, you didn't have to come with us.
Nah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody told you to come here with us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was you.
And then it was Lauren, the other girl that worked for like one of the radio services.
Mm-hmm. She was awesome,
and she was apologizing for inviting her. She was like, I'm sorry I brought her along with me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she's Lauren, the worst.
Yeah, Lauren was one of those people, you could take her anywhere and she'd have a great time. I forgot about Lauren. She's awesome.
Yeah, she worked for a company. Like, they were back when companies had deep pockets, they were like, take morning shows out for like dinner or lunch and like whatever, wherever you want to go, the fanciest steakhouse. I'm starting to remember like all this stuff now. But
she's
like, where do you guys want to go? There's this great steakhouse over here. There's this, there's that. Whatever you guys want to eat, it's on the company's dime. And we're all like, we want to go to Casa Bonita. So we went there and she's just like, I think she went online to look at the menu. She's like, yeah, sure, I'll take you guys here. My boss is going to think I'm a rock star. And then she roped in the other radio person to get a free dinner. And I think that's why that person was pissed, because she's like, I agreed to come with you guys to get a sweet free dinner, and you guys took me to Casa Bonita.
No surf, no turf.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, but Lauren was, like, stoked because it was like, wow, this is an unusual but fun way to spend the time. Because usually people just try to milk her for all the money they can get a dinner. But we took her to an experience.
Yeah, I mean, I would have paid. Like, this was not about getting a free meal. This was about going to Casa Bonita. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those were the days, Steve, when people used to pay for stuff for us.
I forgot about the poopy pants girl, though.
I'll never forget about her.
She sucked.
Honestly, I didn't go because that was before my time, but that is one of the big things I remember you guys talking about that trip, was there was a poopy pants lady.
Yes.
Wow. It was that long ago that even Vicky wasn't on the show.
Oh, damn, yeah. It was like 13 years ago or something ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. We got to go back. Okay. That's the bottom line is when Trey and Matt fix this joint, we're going back.
I'm all about it.
We got a woman that just broke the Guinness Book of World Records for having the biggest mouth. You're going to hear from her at 7:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Lots of famous people you don't know about, like Samantha Ramsdell of Connecticut. She is a TikTok famous. She's become quite a sensation on the talk. And it's because
on the
of,
talk, is that what we're now calling it?
That's what we're calling the talk. Or the double T, I suppose, if you want to. But I don't know how many people are using that anymore. Or whoever did, really.
No one.
I'm not too in touch with what the kids are saying these days, but I think they just call it TikTok.
Or the clock app.
The clock app?
Yeah, because TikTok.
Just making that up?
No, a lot of people do that because they think that if you say TikTok in your videos or whatever, that they might throttle your views because they think you're making fun of them or talking smack.
I'd prefer it if they throttled my views personally, but...
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
Yeah. It means that... Never mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So they call it the clock app, which is actually even, you know, it's even longer than TikTok. Okay, well, I'm going to call it the talk. No. There you go.
I just call it the wannabe Vine app.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because
but
Vine
which
was
one's
so
still
successful.
Alive?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Samantha Ramsdell, she's a big star. And it's because of her huge mouth. Matter of fact, her mouth is so huge, she has a Guinness World Record for how big her mouth is. Apparently,
oh, wow, Vicky's showing it to me. It's just a massive mouth.
Yeah, it is. It is ridiculously huge. It's like the gulf between her upper and lower incisors. The whole gape of her mouth is over 6.5 centimeters. It is huge.
I mean, not to be mean, but that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge. There's no doubt about it.
She could fit an entire can of. I mean, probably like one of those like. An old e-bottle fully in your mouth. Yeah, your mouth isn't as big.
No.
You're trying.
I'm kind of jealous, honestly. Look how many french fries she can fit in that mouth.
She can put a whole apple in her mouth.
Yeah, she's and I'm with Rev. I mean, and when she smiles, it's like the Joker. I mean, it's wild.
Because when she's just talking, the mouth looks like, you know, like anyone else's mouth. But then when she starts opening it, it's almost like a cartoon thing. It's pretty cool.
What's that one that you guys like? Venom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just without the sharp teeth.
Yeah, she just needs the sharp teeth.
Oh, she's stuffing with fries. Never mind, there's something oddly, you know, sexy about all this.
That was a lot of fries.
Yeah, that sure was. Oh, man, she really, she can make it look cartoon. And it is nuts. And and she was teased as a kid. She was, but there are moments where, she's making some... Oh, this video is terrifying. Rush
I'm a
right.
fan of her. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
If they ever want a female Joker first, they need to cast her.
Yeah.
That would totally. Be amazing. Yeah.
Oh, she just put a whole burger in her mouth.
Just shoved it in her mouth.
Wow.
That's what she does on TikTok because I'm following her.
Yeah.
Follow her OnlyFans for more like content.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Samantha talks about how she was teased as a kid because of her mouth, which I can imagine.
I've definitely always known I've had a big mouth, obviously, since basically I could look in the mirror. I've known that my mouth was extremely large. And of course, I was made fun of, too. I always talk a lot about how I was bullied growing up, called Big Mouth Bass Girl, because I look like a big mouth bass.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Big Mouth Bass Girl.
Yeah. Wow. Kids say
the darndest things.
They surely do. We know that's what we were back then as kids. She does talk about, though, how she turned this big mouth of hers into a positive.
now, you know, 31 years later, of being 31 and being able to do something that really was something I was so insecure about and something that I wanted to keep so small. And now it's like one of the biggest, best things about me.
Yeah, as her own, I mean, she's internet famous for this.
And has her own jazz band that follows her around. That's pretty cool.
Who doesn't, right?
Hey, when you get a big mouth like that, you're going to get a jazz band to take notice, Danny.
She could swallow a whole tuba.
A tuba what?
And this, yeah, I mean, there's just videos of her basically just shoving stuff in her mouth, which, again, can be oddly arousing to certain people.
Man vs. Food, like, I like the current host that they have. That guy's pretty awesome.
Casey Webb.
Casey Webb, he's fantastic. But maybe they should have, like, a spinoff, like, where like, he has, like, a partner, and it's her.
Yeah.
All she does is put food in her mouth. Like, this is like her thing on TikTok.
Yeah, she goes to different restaurants, checks out, like, gives them a shout out and everything. She's brilliant.
You know what? She's very likable. I mean, she really, really is.
Totally,
even
yeah.
though it's it, even though some of these faces she makes are horrifying.
What's her TikTok?
Sam Ramsdell 5.
Oh, see, I think she went with like Big Mouth Sam or something like that.
Big Mouth Sam. You know, she needed you as a PR guy. She needs you as her hype guy, Steve.
Right?
Yeah. And she's now she says she is, you know, when she was younger, of course, she got teased for her big mouth. Now she's very proud of it.
It's finally being able to show, you know, some of the bullies or people who have doubted me or tormented that, like, hey, I have a big mouth, but at least I have the biggest one in the world. It's your superpower. It's the thing that makes you unique and special and different than everyone else walking. There's too many people that are too similar, and I think everyone should be celebrating what makes them different.
Yeah, she's Guinness bro. She's a record holder. Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest mouth ever.
I love her attitude. Just like, you know, embrace your flaws and then no one can make fun of you for them.
That's so true. Man, if that is something that every human being, if you can get that in your head, my goodness.
I mean, is it really a flaw? I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Embrace your uniqueness, I guess.
You know, in the eyes of the beholder, I mean, she's very, very likable. I don't, you know, I would imagine that there's something about somebody that, you know, turns around what people will make fun of, and it makes them so likable because it shows me, oh, you know what? I can really like the parts of me that I hate, because that's really what it is. There's always something about myself I hate, and somebody like her shows me, dude, look how she's living her life. Why are you being miserable?
Out of context, it sounds weird. What is that massive thing she's putting in her mouth?
It was like
at the fair.
It was like a Philly steak sandwich. It was wow. She's in Brooklyn at a food festival. It's like smorgasbord food festival.
What a life. I mean, first of all, she's going to eat a lot of good stuff. And
well, we can all do people, that.
Yeah, but you can't do
could
it.
Do you fit it all in your mouth?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and what I want.
She put away half of that. Wow.
Half of a half. Oh, and that's a huge sandwich.
She's got 1.6 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah, Danny, do you got that?
Plus
just
one
because
more.
You can eat?
No, but I want all the food she's eating, and that's all I want.
Yeah. Man, I'm. You know what? She's awesome.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I mean, she can be terrifying with some of her facial expressions, but she is awesome. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You got to check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com of her because, yeah, it's wild. Yeah, but she's got the biggest mouth. Guinness record holder right there. So we're asking, how about you, man? She's proud because she knows it makes her different having the biggest mouth. What about you? What is that thing that makes you different? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What about you? What is that thing that makes you different? Your calls, your texts, after Linkin Park, on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings, on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This woman says that she is proud that she has the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest mouth. And you can check out her video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It is unbelievable how big her mouth is. It is, I mean, she can shove almost anything in there.
So in Texas says, I wonder what it'd be like to make out with her. You might lose your head. Like, she might just like engulf your entire head like a whale that swallows a person. I don't know.
Oh, a whale.
Because
I know it scares you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things you could imagine, like what would life be like with her, you know, romantically.
Well, yeah. Because sure. I feel like, I don't know how you phrase this.
Oh,
well,
here we go. That's why I phrased this the way I phrased it. I thought, you know, you know what? You go for it, Steve. I thought I set you up for something.
But wouldn't you be like, kind of like, I don't know who would be bummed, but like either the guy or the girl, like it's like a wasted talent. If like you weren't packing much down there, You're just like, oh, you know,
oh,
like,
I see what
all
you
this,
mean.
All this, like this ability, and it can't be used for greatness.
Well, again,
I feel like if I was like that person, I'd be like, I know, I'm sorry, I know you have this incredibly large mouth, but I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah, it's wasted.
And I
don't
understand if you'll leave me because of this.
Yeah, it's really wasted on me. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. But then for some people, they'd be like, you are the girl of my dreams. You know how much, you know how long I've been waiting for this very moment.
I wonder how many people have hit her up for adult content because of this.
Well, it's the internet, probably a lot.
Right? Like, do you think any reputable places?
See, that's the thing, Steve.
What do you classify as reputable, sir?
Well, Steve's
I don't even know. I guess Vivid, Pornhub.
Do they even exist, like, that they can do that anymore? That's a really good question, Steve. They used to be able to spend a lot of money to try to get people.
Oh, they exist.
Well, then, I mean, well, as far as, like, offering big money to somebody?
That's the thing. Like, I remember you used to get all these press releases from, like, Vivid. And, like, we just signed this person that was in the news for a $1 million three-film deal. Like, you know?
They don't do that I know of anymore.
Right. And I wonder if anyone has reached out to be like, hey, look, we're willing to give you X amount of dollars. I mean, because she has a social media following, so she's, like, she's a social media celebrity.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's got to parlay one way or the other, or, you know, or either that or just some company that really says, hey, you know what? Our product is really huge. It's so huge. Even Sam can't get it in her mouth. I don't know what whatever product that would be. But, you know, like some big salami company. I don't know.
Wow.
I bet there's been like a ton of just like amateur directors that have reached out to her.
Oh,
you know, like, hey, for $50, I'll do it.
And the thing is Samantha, she's the woman we're talking about with the Guinness record for the biggest mouth. She was teased as a kid, but she's like, you know what? I turned it into a positive, and now she's got over 1 million people watching her on TikTok, and she's very proud of her record-setting mouth. And so, you know, that's something she says, look, that makes me different, and I'm proud of it. It's like my superpower. And we're wondering, what about you? What is that one thing that makes you different? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter says, I still have my baby teeth.
What?
Oh, like the teeny tiny teeth?
I imagine it's still in their mouth. Okay. Not like they collected them.
I was going to well,
I've heard of that before. There are some people out there that they never lost their baby teeth.
Don't we know somebody?
My girlfriend.
In our business?
Oh. Yeah. Candy.
Oh, yeah. And also, Danny, you said your girlfriend hasn't lost her baby teeth?
She has one baby tooth at the back of her mouth, and it is the smallest thing. But it's so weird, because every time she goes to the dentist, they're like, yeah, that should be coming out anytime now. But it just doesn't fall out.
She's like, I've already gone through my 20s. Like, it's not out.
Yeah, not coming out.
When do they think this thing's going to come out, or are they just like, just assume?
They eventually think that it's just going to be, it's just going to fall out, and it's going to be a hole in her mouth. But I don't know. It's, you know, it's been 28 years and nothing. So
that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, how is that for some people where like the teeth never come out?
That's
and if one does come out, will a big one grow in place of it?
I don't think so.
Will nothing come back?
I think it will just be a space, and she'd have to get a fake one.
Wow. Yeah, you wonder why the body was like, yeah, we're going to keep these teeth the way they are.
Do they offer discounts for baby teeth replacements? Like, is it cheaper than like an actual size tooth?
I don't think so.
These are all the questions you should have asked, Danny. Come on. The hell's wrong with you? You know that
you got to take Steve with you everywhere so he can ask those questions that you never think of.
All right.
Like, do I get a discount? This seems ridiculous. I'm paying the same price for the person that got a full-size tooth.
These are tough questions, and they have to be answered because your money's on the line.
So I used to be that guy that swam with my shirt on. Nope, not because I'm chubby, but because I have three nipples.
Oh
yeah.
Now I'm like, screw it. I'm sexy. Play with this girl.
Wow. All
right. See, now I want to know, like, is it in the middle of your chest? You have two on one side? I'd like to know how this worked.
Yeah, I don't know.
I follow a stripper on Instagram who has four nipples.
What?
Yeah.
Is she a cat?
Wait. No. You gotta show some pictures, Danny, or today.
top, bottom. Like, how does that work?
You'll see.
Are they like one straight line of four? Like, kind of like the flag of Chicago with the four stars? Or are we?
Wow.
No, they're like, a little off.
It's like Connect Four, just straight across.
Four nipples. Yeah. That's amazing. And she still has just two breasts, but four nipples.
Yeah.
Two per breast?
I'm sorry?
Two nips per breast?
Yeah, it's like the two breasts, and then the two nipples are like under.
She got them both pierced and then like run like a chain next to them.
Right? Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's kind of like how some animals have it where, you know, the breasts go basically vertically. Okay. I mean, or I should say the nipples rather. Wow. I wonder if they work. Do we know? Well, did you,
they work.
Well, you know,
you can ask her, BJ.
Why don't you slide into her DMs and ask her that question?
I mean, I don't know if she's been pregnant before, but like, wow. There you go. Okay.
Huh.
Oh, wait, so she can, and so she's allowed to show that. Isn't that bizarre? She can show those. She's got her top covered in that picture Danny showed me because whatever, that must be her safe for work picture. So we can't see her breasts with the nipples, but we can see the nipples underneath her breasts.
Well, that's an Instagram rule that you can't show two nipples, but any more after that you can show.
Wow, that is. Yeah, and they look like dude nipples. Yeah. Actually, in that picture, you know, they don't. They look really like dude nipples. Wow, that's pretty wild. You think she just had them put on there and it's like a tattoo?
Who in their right mind would tattoo extra nipples onto them, BJ?
Well, look who's following her, by the way.
Did you start following her because she has the four nips, or did you follow her because of other reasons?
No, she's hot. She's a stripper down in Portland. So I was like, oh, if we ever
Wait, she's down in Portland?
Yeah, down in Portland.
Oh, let's road trip.
Yeah,
okay, hold on. I bet she's at Casa Diablo.
Wait.
Lucky Devils. The one that did the go takeout last year. And that's how I found her because I started following them, and it just went down the rabbit hole.
All right, either A, you're following a lot of strippers, or B, you're lying, because I think the four nipples would be why I would follow her.
Oh,
you know, that's exactly why. As soon as I found out somebody had four nipples, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it's probably just like a happy bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's an attractive girl, but, you know, she's not more attractive.
She wears Vans. I mean, it's pretty much everything.
Oh, okay. How selective do you think someone is on their follows for Instagram? We're following you. Like, it doesn't need to be like a...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not like he follows a ton, Steve. Like, you know, she looks like just, you know, an average, ordinary person, except she's got four nipples. You know, I mean, she's an attractive girl.
Ordinary person. She looks just like a smoking hot stripper with a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like it's...
Well, this is a weird transition because I see your daughter's in the room.
That's great. Right. If she has more than the normal amount of nipples, I wouldn't know.
Hey, yo, what's that handle on that girl? Hey?
Yeah, I know. I want to know that handle, too.
Textures okay, as well.
X _ ghoulfriend. _
Oh, nice. She's gothy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the record, Danny does follow a lot of strippers.
Yes, I think. Yes.
He's always showing
and
me
porn
what's
stars.
Up. Yeah. So I was like, follow this person.
I'm starting to realize now that Danny's kind of, I don't know, whatever word you want to put there for someone that does what he does.
How do you spell cool?
Yeah.
G-H-O-U.
Oh, it's an H.
Yeah.
It's okay. I thought the same thing, Steve. Don't worry. I was like, wow, okay, go for it. You already know. I know mine, I have the normal amount of nipples, but mine does have to do with my mouth. It's not as big as this girl's, but it's crooked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that is what makes me special. It's a love-hate thing. Sometimes I'm okay with it. Sometimes I look at pictures or videos of myself, and I'm like, yeah, that's not popping. I always look drunk or something. But, you know, it's one of a kind.
A lot of people think you've had a stroke. I mean, that really...
Yes. Yeah. I still get that question nowadays. And I'm like, no, damn. No. Just born this way. But thanks. Thanks for concern of my health, I guess.
So is that her backup account or is that her actual account?
Okay, that I guess we're lying. She's not that attractive, seriously. She's just, I mean, really, you guys are so crazy over this woman? I mean, she's just a regular-looking woman who's in a bikini.
With extra nipples.
Yeah, well, no, she's special.
The extra nipples, I'm saying, is what makes her special, where you, Danny and Steve are like, oh, she's smoking hot, I'd follow
her
anyway.
She's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be following her for the nipples. I'm sorry.
They follow anything that's like in a bikini.
But Steve's
man or woman.
Man or woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
But Steve doesn't follow. I mean, unless Steve is keeping it on the down low, Steve doesn't follow a lot of strippers. Do you, Steve?
I don't know who I follow. If they're attractive, I'm following them.
Oh, okay.
He just doesn't talk about it like Danny does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't done like an audit of my Instagram page to see how many strippers I follow, but there's probably at least three.
At least three.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
See, I'm afraid.
I don't ask them what their jobs are. So, I mean, there's probably a few on there that I don't even know are strippers, BJ.
I feel like
a stripper.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know. It's interesting. I don't know why in my brain I feel like it's okay if I look at pictures, but if I start following somebody, that might cross a line in my marriage. Not that my wife has ever said anything, but in my brain that tells me that. I don't know. I'm just realizing this now. I'm realizing I don't follow strippers because I feel like would be wrong.
You follow and talk about Sammy Speechless, the girl that we met in Vegas.
A lot. I know. I felt really bad about that, only because, you know, I stopped following her.
Way too serious if you're worried about that.
Well, I mean, everyone's got their line. I stopped following her for that reason. I was like, wow, this probably isn't cool. You know, it's one thing if someone shows me your pictures, but if I'm following her, in my brain, I go, I don't know. I don't know if this is right. But this is just, that's just me. I mean, you guys are doing it, so it's, I guess it's okay. But I don't know. And it's not like my wife has said anything. I don't think she would care.
Yeah, I don't think she would either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a fun moment of peeking inside your brain that I didn't really want to do. But
well, I don't know. I think I've peeked inside Danny's brain and realized, wow. So do you think there are more dudes like you guys that follow a lot of strippers on Instagram more so than my brain? I really didn't know that.
I don't know if it's like a natural, like, I'm going to look out, seek out strippers on Instagram. It's just, oh, there's a hot model that might be a stripper, might not be. Who knows? I mean, everyone's a model on social media. It's like, oh, okay, you earned a follow. Like, it's not like a big deal.
I don't know. I didn't realize I was so different, but I guess I am. See, I think Danny does actively look out for strippers. Your style may be the average dude, Steve, but I think Danny actively looks for anybody that takes close on.
Hashtag strippers in Portland, and he's just like liking and following every single one.
How else would you find a four nipple person?
Maybe you should listen. Yeah. There's a story about the strip club in the news. So he followed the strip club. They post pictures of their talent, and so he probably saw a picture of that talent. And clicked on it because, like, oh, she's hot, earned a follow. And then actually, you know, she's got four nipples.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but that's
seems
the thing.
Rather logical.
There are a lot of stories about strip clubs. I'm telling you, Danny is, he's thirsty.
All right.
Yeah, he's strip club ready.
Danny, we're going to have to do an audit of your Instagram page.
You feel free. There's a lot of hot ladies on there.
All right.
And hot dudes, actually. So there you go.
Oh, all right. Well, at least you know what? At least you're keeping it real.
Well, yeah, he does follow me, so he's telling the truth right there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I did follow for the nipples, too. So.
Is that where this is going?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, because of Steve's nipples? Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
I only share those on my stories, though. I'm not going to put that out there on actual posts.
I think I would like to, you know what, I'd like to change the subject to something a little bit more adult. And let's talk about this naked guy that went viral for chasing a wild pig. Can we talk about him?
Fair.
How about this naked guy who did go viral for chasing a wild pig, now has his own toy. Yes, I'll tell you all about this guy at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.